The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing I'm going to talk about are tracking our kids using technology. So many parents out there, parents of young kids, might have used these things, these Explora watches, or there's other equivalents as well, as a way to keep an eye on their kids, where they are, or to keep in contact with their kids. But should we be doing it, or is this just a modern version, another version of helicopter parenting? Ciara O'Brien is with me, the business and tech journalist with the Irish Times. Ciara, have you used the Explora watch or an equivalent?
I have. I've used a couple of versions of them. I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. The 11-year-old is not old enough for a smartphone, but occasionally I need her to be in touch, whether it's because she's gone off on, say, a trip with a club, or because she's gone off with her friends. Because, you know, we do have to give kids freedom. And, you know, while I would use these watches, they don't wear them all the time. They're kind of, they're done sparingly. And I think it's kind of a bridge between having a smartphone and having any sort of a phone, because there are going to be parents who, for various reasons, will need to have a way to contact their child. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that comes up and people say, well, you know, it's over the top, it's constant monitoring. But when I was the same age, when I was an 11-year-old, my mother was at home. So she kind of knew where we were most of the time. You know, she knew if we hadn't come home on time. That's not the case now. You know, where parents are often, there's parents who are working, and, you know, a child could be in after school clubs or childcare. And while that, you know, somebody will get in touch if they don't show up, occasionally you might need to check in on them, and, or, you know, maybe be able to get in touch with them, and they will need to be able to get in touch with you. Say if something is cancelled, as actually has happened today with my child's school, where they had to cancel all the after school clubs for a specific reason, and it was a very good reason, and it rarely happens, but there would be some children who would have to contact parents and let them know that they would be home at a different time. If you don't have any way to do this, you know, parents kind of have two options here. They have, you know, either, you know, well, actually three options, I suppose. One is wing it, and then the others would be either the smartwatches or giving them a smartphone. And there is an increasing kind of push back against giving smartphones to kids who are, you know, under a certain age. And I fully agree with that. As I said, you know, my daughter's 11. She doesn't have a working smartphone. You know, she has a glorified iPad that doesn't leave the house. And that, for very specific reasons, it's a decision that myself and her dad have made, that we don't want to give her phone until she's a little bit older. Because it's, you know, it's a security risk for a start. I mean, if you're giving a child an expensive smartphone to walk around with, it makes them a target. And then obviously then there's all the other things that are on a smartphone that you might not want them to have access to.
And could you just wing it though?
You know, you could. I mean, most of the time, I'm going to be honest, most of the time I do. Like, she goes off to play with her friends. I don't need to call her every 5 minutes. She comes back at the time I tell her to come back at. But there are parents out there who do need to be able to contact their child. Maybe they are not living in the same house. Maybe, you know, they have children with additional needs who, you know, that there are certain kind of obligations that come with that, you know, that they need to be able to give their, I suppose, give their child a way to contact them if necessary. Maybe the child does an awful lot of after school things and they need to be able to be contacted. So I can see why parents need to give their children some form of contact. And to me, it's kind of, it is a good way of kind of bridging that gap and staving off having to give them a smartphone.
And you're not tempted then, when they do have the watch with them, to continually be checking in. Where are they? Where are they now?
No, I've better things to be doing. Like, you know, if I'm looking for, you know, I at this point, I trust that she is where she says she is. And most of the time I can just stick my head out the door and see, or they're in my back garden. You know, it's very rare that I don't know the general area of where she is.
Okay.
But again, you know, she has friends who live close by. She doesn't have to travel far to see her friends. Not everybody is lucky enough to say that.
Mary McCarthy is with me as well, columnist with the Irish Independent. Mary, have you tried these watches with any of yours?
Good evening, Kieran. Hi, Kira. Listen, I'm one of those people, Kira, that say it's over the top. I haven't tried the watches. I feel they're a bit of a swizz because you have to pay like a monthly kind of like, it's like a contract. I think it's like a SIM card. Is that right?
Yeah,
Kira,
you have to get a SIM card for them. Like
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So I was like, here, like, what's wrong with your Casio? You know, you get your Casio. I do feel that there's no real need for it. Like, you know, the after school clubs are cancelled. Like, there'd be an email sent to the parents. You know, the parents can contact each other on their WhatsApp. Like, personally, I just feel like it's a message you're giving your kids, which is, the world is so scary. So We need to know where you are every minute. Like when they're young, I personally just didn't find the need for it. And that's no judgment on any parent that uses them. The thing is, Kieran, what you said there about, you asked Kieran, would she be tempted when the daughter gets a bit older? And the thing is, I can tell you, there are lots of people who are tracking teenagers, older teenagers, even 16, 17, 18-year-olds. And for me, well, I have two teenagers and there's no way in hell that they'd let me do that. Like they are very, you know, they're outraged any time I would even say, look, would you put on your location on Snap so I can see where you're going to be? And they just won't do that. They don't like that at all. I'm uneasy about it. I think it's setting up this kind of idea that it's normal.
But are they different? Tracked, are they very different categories of people you're talking about? That, like asking to kind of your 17-year-old to track them. I mean, any self-respecting 17-year-old will tell their parents to go stuff it if they're being asked to be tracked. No offense, Mary. Your kid is absolutely right to be telling you that.
Kieran, I know a lot of parents and a lot of teenagers, and there's a lot of, you can go to that party if you can stick on your snap location. Like a friend, I've got a 12-year-old as well, and
teenagers should sneak out of the house and go to the party anyway.
I'm officially encouraging it.
But when we talk about the younger kids that Kira's talking about, and in fairness, Kira made the point, it's not like they're not wearing it all the time. It's just maybe certain situations where they're going somewhere new for the first time, or maybe there's a bit of nerves about it, or maybe you have a situation where mum and dad are not living in the same house and there's good reason, you know, one kid needs to be able to contact the other parent, that there's a value. Then you don't want to get them the smartphone for all the reasons that we've talked about on this show over and over again. And the watch is a way of being able to contact just a couple of people. Is there anything
that's really, yes.
Parents do justify everything they do. But I mean, I do have a 9-year-old who would love one of those watches, but I kind of feel, I just don't think it's necessary. But that is a very good point you made there about if there are, like the parents are fed up. But in that case, I think like a brick phone, a very, very basic Nokia can really, because you can ring them and see where they are if you need to, you know. Like, I don't know
but
about
that is
the tracking,
basically the same
the
thing, though.
Tracking.
It is basically the same thing. I
mean,
most people are not
Nokia,
tracking their teenagers.
You can't track them.
Well, you can't track them, but that doesn't mean somebody else can't. But what I will say to you is, Kieran, about like sneaking out, most kids can't get away with that anymore because of the video doorbells, you know, just ruined all that. There's no way you get away with coming home or sneaking out and saying you've been there all along. The other thing that I will say is that a lot of these smartwatches, you know, if parents are tempted to buy one for their child, is to check in with the school, because a lot of schools will ban smartphones for very good reasons, but they will also ban smartwatches. Because they have cameras, some of them have cameras built into them, not all.
Yes.
Some of them have cameras and microphones, and it's not the actual smartwatch function itself that's the issue. It's the fact that there's a camera, there's a recording device built into it. Now, some schools will allow them as long as they're put into school mode, but that puts the onus on the parent to have a schedule set in the watch. So between, say, 9 and 2:30, that watch can't be used for anything but a watch. There are some, like there's a Pan watch that's done by a company down in Wexford called Tunstall. That's basically being billed as school safe because it has none of that in it. All it is, you know, it's a GPS thing. It's also used for say, elderly people who are living alone who might need a way, like an SOS alert. And that's all it is. You know, it basically has an SOS kind of function on it where you can ring somebody if you're in trouble. I do understand, you know, that there is a lot of reluctance to kind of stick a tracker. And I, as I said, I am extremely reluctant to use them a lot of the time. But in the case where, say, if I need to leave the house at a certain time and my child wants to go off and play, I tell her to be back at a certain time. Like, no, 9 times out of 10, she'll come back. Will be the one time when I really need her to be back that she won't be, and I can't leave the house. So having a way to call her, or for her to call me and say, you know, I'm going somewhere different, but I'll be home at the same time. You know, that is very handy, and it's kind of, you know,
Mary, is it that you don't trust yourself, that you know if they've got these trackers, you're going to be tracking them? You're going to be watching them every step of the way.
Maybe. And Kieran, I was like, because I have Snap, and when my son did have his location on, like he'd be on a night out, and I'd be like, oh, they've gone into that cafe. Oh, and he's moved. He's on the move. Where is he? Oh, he's on a scooter. And like, you know, I found myself, you know, it wasn't good for me.
You're a big brother, Mary. You are a big brother.
Brother. And you know what? Kira, there is, like, on Google Family Links, you can actually go in and look if you really, really, really need to. So if there was a big disaster, I could go in and check. Yeah.
The other thing is, the other thing is as well is that anybody who has an Apple device who has Find My Phone linked, kind of turned on it, and also has a family account can access the locations of the people in their family. So, you know, it's obviously for finding your devices, but if your child is carrying around an iPhone and has Find My Phone switched on it, they are being tracked, the location is being tracked. I have made the choice that I don't want to give my child a smartphone or even a brick phone. I don't want to give her any sort of phone. For now, as she gets older and more responsible, yes, that will change. Mm. But she's 11. She doesn't need a phone.
087.
The watch is a
1400 106. If you want to use your smartphone to get in touch, or your watch. I don't know if you can WhatsApp people on a watch. But anyway, that's the number if you can. 087 1400 106. Mary McCarthy, columnist at the Irish Independent. Kira O'Brien, business and tech journalist with the Irish Times. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.